Hello, Laguna Beach. This is Jimmy Shen, and I will be taking over KX93.5 for the next hour with my neighbor, friend, and confidant, Mr. Pete Savage. Peter and I are different generations, but we have a similar taste and appreciation for music, and we have put together hopefully what you guys will think is a killer playlist. So if you like our playlist, and even if you don't, please donate to KX93.5. This station provides an invaluable service to our community, and one that we all reap the benefits from. So get on your laptop, log on to kxfmradio.org, or call in at 949-715-5936 and make a donation.
Thank you, Jimmy. Peter Savage here. And again, it's great having you as a neighbor. Jimmy kind of turned me onto the station. He is a ER physician with Hoag, and has been on this radio station discussing various aspects of COVID. So I've learned more about the station just through Jimmy, and they do provide just an invaluable resource for local information and are very involved in the community. So like Jimmy, please get on the phone, 949-715-5936, or on the website kxfmradio.org. Sit back and enjoy the show.
So, Peter, we're going to kick off with a song that bridges the generation gap between you and I. It was a song that was originally from a band by the name of Toto that some of you may have heard of. But it was recently redone by an amazing band called Weezer. So here we go. Here is Africa by Weezer.
Time to do the things we never had.
Hi, we have a caller. Who is this?
Kathy Savage.
Hello, caller.
Oh, hang on. Try again.
Hi, we have
it's
a caller.
Kathy
Who is this?
Savage.
Who is
Kathy
this?
Kathy Savage.
Kathy Savage. The name sounds familiar.
I'd like to contribute.
Good. We're all ears.
Okay. How deep are your pockets, Kathy?
$250.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you,
you
Kathy.
You're welcome. It's sounding good.
We're having a blast. So,
okay.
Carry on. And for those of you out there listening, it's a great, great cause. And the phone number is 949-715-5936. It's 104.7 on your FM dial or kxfmradio.org. Our next song is by a Seattle, one of the few, or not a few, but one of the first grunge bands called Alice in Chains, and they were probably number three to break out right behind Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And the name of the song is No Excuses. And so I'll remind you, there's no excuses not to call in and donate money for this great cause. So having said that, take it away.
It's all right. There
You're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, where I, Jimmy Shan, are taking over the radio station to raise money for this incredible radio station, KXFM. To donate online, go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner that says KX Takeover, or call us at 949-715-5936. The next song Peter and I have put together is a band called Pinback. They're a local San Diego band that I actually saw at a legendary bar called the Stone Pony in Asbury Park in New Jersey, which is actually home to the legendary Bruce Springsteen or the Boss. So here's Pinback's song by the name of Fortress. Please enjoy.
Okay, we're back. Peter Savage here. A couple thank yous out to John Shen and Linda Humes for their generous donations. We also have a caller on the phone. I believe it's an Austin Blodgett from Newport Beach. Is he there with you, Tyler?
I can hear you, Pete.
All right, there he is.
Hey, Austin, thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, we need you to unweld that wallet and, you know, make a donation here to this great, great cause. And you're a good guy and a very generous guy, but do whatever you can do with no pressure.
No pressure, Austin, especially if you plan on marrying his daughter someday.
I will. How do I make a donation?
We'll take as little as 500. And no, I'm just kidding you, Austin. What
500 minimum?
Whatever you can give is fine, and they'll give you the information as to how to do logistics of it. It's either a credit card or I believe you send in a check, but that'll be the easy part. But more than that, thank you for calling in and supporting the cause. I greatly appreciate that.
Most definitely, DJ Pete and Jimmy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
So are you guys in Laguna? Is this Laguna Beach?
Yeah, we're here at the station. You know, we are just
We're
just locked in and ready to go. So, again, thanks for calling in, and I will give you a buzz. Again, it's kxfmradio.org, 949-715-5936 to donate. And, again, appreciate anyone and everyone who is participating in this event. So thank you. And thank you, Austin, again. The next song is REM, one of my favorite groups. And this song was written for kind of a quirky comedian named Andy Kaufman. He was also the mechanic in the TV series called Taxi. And just kind of an offbeat, kind of a crazy guy, like a lot of comedians are. And this song features him, talking about him. He also did Elvis impressions. And he's also kind of one of those guys that didn't think that we actually landed on the moon. So this song is Man on the Moon by REM.
Martha and me, oh, in the game of life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Andy Kaufman in the wrestling match. Yeah, 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 yeah. Monopoly 21, checkers and chess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Fred Lassie in a breakfast. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the list. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punt? Andy, are you goofing on out? Nothing is cool.
Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?
This is Jimmy Shan. You're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, where I am taking over the radio station to raise money for KXFM. Please, if you have a chance, donate online. Go to kxfmradio.org or call us at 949-715-5936. So the next song we have up is one of my favorites. It's a band by the name of Porno for Pyros. It's actually Perry Farrell's band after Jane's Addiction. The crazy thing about this album is that at the time that this album came out, my friend's sister was actually dating Perry Farrell. And he was cool enough to share a copy of the tape months before it was released. But we had to take a vow, an oath of secrecy. So there's only a handful of us who he let copy it. So in the high school parking lot, we would all pack into my car and blast the song and listen to the amazing album from Pornos for Pyros. So I'm going to dedicate this song to my friend who gave me this tape. His name was Marcus Sabuni. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us, but this song's dedicated to him. And the name of the song is Kimberly Austin.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, some great choices. Again, we have different age genres, but we still appreciate different genres of music, which I think is awesome. Couple thank yous to Carolyn Hom and Ashley Keating for calling in and pledging. Thank you, Carolyn. We'll see you at a very, very small Thanksgiving dinner, hopefully a week from today. It'll be small within the parameters of COVID, you know, propriety. This next song was written in the 70s, and it was by Bernie Taupin, who is really the lyricist for Elton John. And he is, in my opinion, almost the musical genius that Elton John is to the music genre. He is to being a lyricist. It was written when they were first coming into U.S. His then-girlfriend, who was a dancer, a ballerina, and she also made clothing for the band in the 70s, in the early days. He later married her and became his first wife. So this song goes out. I'd just like to say a little dedication to our tiny dancers, my daughter Carly Savage, and to Jimmy's two daughters, Madison and Ella, 6 and 5. My daughter's 28, but they'll forever be our tiny dancers. So here it is.
Hello, welcome back to KXFM. You're here with Jimmy Shen and Peter Savage for the Savage Shen Hour. Looks like we have a caller. We have Peter's daughter, Carly Savage, on the line. Carly, you there?
Hey, howdy, I'm here. How's it going, Jimmy and Pete?
Good. Do we sound like professionals?
You sound like professionals.
Should we quit our day jobs?
I think so. I think you found the calling. thanks for the shout out on that last one.
You're welcome. I used to sing that song to you, and you would chime in with the chorus, if you remember that. But it was like one of our favorite songs years ago.
I do remember that. It's one of the best classics.
Carly, I just bought one of your new hats, and they're super, super cool. So thank you.
Oh, that's epic. I love that. Thank you so much.
So Carly has a really cool clothing line she just launched.
We won't do a shameless plug, but maybe we will. It's gilly.store, and she has a line of terry cloth bucket hats that they're really, really cool. So if you're inclined, take a look. Jimmy, put that up to me. I did not solicit that, so that was Jimmy's deal. So, so donate heavily based on that plug.
Yeah. I will be making a donation, and check out Gilly for all your shop local needs. Clothing coming soon.
Okay.
Tell Austin I apologize for putting him on the spot there, but he had it coming his way.
He signed up for it. He knew what he was in for.
All right, kid. Well, thanks for calling. We're
going
to move on, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm just going to remind everyone that we're here to raise money and hopefully do a good job for them here today. 949-715-5936. The web is kxfmrradio.org, and the channel is 104.7. So please unweld those wallets and give us whatever you can for a really great cause. The owner is a really cool guy, very civic-minded and very Laguna Beach-minded. So it does go to a really, really great cause, you guys. So thank you for your consideration.
So, Peter, I think we have another call on the line here. Our neighbor, which we know very well, Rick Holden. Is he there? Rick, you there?
No, I'm not here. I'm trying to listen to your discussion with Carly. I happen to say that the Twinkster, which is my name for her because she was an actress in the youth, is doing, well, listen to me, will you, for heaven's sake. She has some great hats. We have about 45 of them, but that is wonderful.
Well, thank you, Rick. In lieu of buying another hat, just put some money in the KXFM coffer right here. We would greatly appreciate that as well.
So here's the deal, Peter. Okay, your wife donated $250.
You gonna up that game, Rick?
Okay, so what I thought was that I would send some questions to you, and if you answer them correctly, you can ultimately win $1,000. Okay.
Oh.
Now, originally it was four questions for $250, but I forgot one. So it's three questions for $333.33.
Okay. Well, fire away.
Okay. Now, the first question that I had was, what is unique about that song, Rain in Africa? What is unique? There's something going on with that song. I'll tell you, it's in the continent of Africa.
Well, he's talking about the waves of Africa. He's, you know, it's, and Jimmy probably knows more than I do on it, but it's, I think it's
no,
just.
Not the air. It's something in Africa.
Well, I miss the waves in Africa or something to that effect. I'm not sure, but
the rain.
Yeah, maybe it's the rain, but that was Jimmy's song, so I really can't comment. So I'm just along for the ride on that deal.
Hey, Rick, how about $250 for that one? I think Peter did a great job of finessing that question.
Okay. Here's the answer to that, and that is it's on a perpetual loop playing in Africa.
Yeah, you lost me on that one. But
they're playing that song all the time, continuously in Africa on a loop. The loop meaning that they play it and it keeps going on and on.
Okay, well, I think hopefully
you guys
that,
try
that,
the
that
next
answers
question.
That answers your question. Yeah, and so
Tyler's been on Google trying to figure this out.
Yeah,
as we're doing this.
What's the next question, Rick? What's the next question?
Do we lose you? Okay, well, let's go on to the next song, which I think is a...
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate your generous donation. You're always so generous to all of us, so thank you.
Who was... No, you didn't lose me. Okay. No, hey, Peter, wait a minute. Two quick questions, okay?
Okay, make them quick.
Who was the lead singer? Who was the lead singer on the group called Stone Ponies?
Linda Ronstadt.
All right. Okay. And who? All right. You got that one.
Okay. That's another $250. We're up to $500. Okay. Yeah. And the next question.
And who did she date?
Who? What?
Who was she dating?
Oh, it was Governor Jerry Brown.
There you go.
Nice work.
So, you know, you got to get up pretty early to stump me, Rick. So we appreciate the grandster. So
I think I stumped your partner, but
thank you, Rick. Please hold the line, okay? Yeah. Thank you. All right, you guys, go ahead.
All right, guys, back to business here. All right, this next song is dedicated to my wife, Bri, who has been the glue holding our family together for the past several months with the COVID and everything that every family in the U.S. has been facing. It's actually a really cool band. It's called Altın Gün. They classify themselves as a Turkish folk psychedelic band, and they're actually out of Amsterdam. So this band, what they do is they take old Turkish songs that my wife grew up listening to and put it to really, really cool beats. And they actually won an Emmy for this in, I think, 2018. So here's Altın Gün.
Yeah. hani dünya dert gibi müsün? Hey gidi, koca dünya gam yükü müsün? Söyle söyle fani dünya dert gibi müsün?
Well, Jimmy, we got our final minutes ticking down. It's been a blast. And Tyler, again, we want to thank you for allowing us to be up here and become a faux DJ for the day. It's funny, we both woke up today and went, oh my God, I was feeling great. Now I'm feeling nervous about going on. But it's been a great experience. And we want to thank everyone who's contributed to us. Rick Holder, you did an amazing, and Barbara, over-the-top donation, and to our family and friends who've been contributing as well. So,
Forget about Rick Holder's $1,000.
I did. No, I mentioned that. Yeah, no, we got Rick in there and Barbara. So it's been a great experience. Jimmy, you know, I'll let you maybe finish up before we go to our last song.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, this was a great opportunity. Thanks to Tyler and the radio station here for giving us the opportunity to do this. It really is a good cause. I believe in this station and everything that offers our community here in Laguna Beach. Mark Christie, we're coming for you. I know you had a big day yesterday, but I think we might have topped you, but you still got your donation to make, so we'll see what you come up with. On that note, our last song is from the Foo Fighters, and it couldn't be a more appropriate song given our current situation and the current pandemic. So we're going to end this set with Times Like These by the Foo Fighters. So please enjoy. Happy holidays. Please be safe out there, and please do the right thing.
Peter Savage.
Jimmy Shan.
Signing out. Thank you again for being part of the program and your donations, guys and gals. Appreciate it. Bye.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away, follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining, I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these to learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like learn to love again. It's times like these, time again. I'm a new day rising, I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. Like me.
again. It's times like these, give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.